Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay. What's happening today?
Well, that's what I always ask you. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, we got some catching up to do. My team and I do. So we might need to push back the next week for another week. Now, technically, we have... How does the program roll? So it's a year long, but it's 12... Is it technically 12 weeks?
That's right, 12 weeks. That's correct.
Okay, so after your 12 weeks of... After you get through the 12 weekly calls, then what happens?
Then we go to once a month.
You get a once a month. Okay. Excuse me. I have my son and I. My son gave us all the stomach flu a couple weeks ago, and now he and I have bronchitis.
Oh, that's no good.
Now my wife got it, and I thought I was safe. But you know, you're a fitness guy, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna go run and see if I can't run some of this congestion out of my chest.
Well, I mean, you need to sleep, but that is true. By breathing hard, you'll pick out the phlegm and clear your lungs, but then you've got to go take a nap, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that tonight. So anyway, if I'm muting you and cough a lot, that's what's going on. Another thing is, we all of a sudden, Chris, are you on? No, it's Chris is on. But I can't watch the videos from internal our screens here. Wells is doing all kinds of technology-related things that are closing up the box even further, if you will.
Yeah.
So I've got to watch the. But I have read.
So you're gonna watch them at home then, is what you do, right?
Exactly. And I came in this morning planning on watching it here. I'm like, okay, great. They did something else over the weekend, I see. Every time you turn around, they're and that's one reason that they're taking Bill Good completely off of our systems soon. So, you can't have any outside technology on here whatsoever. But,
wow. That's just to protect you from, that's where a lot of the software violations come from. The hackers get in through employees, right?
Yeah. We don't need any more mishaps around here. I can understand that.
I can understand it.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, but this week go ahead.
So we are actually going to miss the 7th of May. I'm going to be I'll be fishing in Abaco. Okay.
Nice. So it's the 7th of May. You are okay.
Fishing. And I wouldn't mind missing the 14th also.
Okay, so, all right.
Let me just make sure that's the correct date. I've got a golf tournament that day, so I'm going to have to move you or miss that day. So that would be, if you want to miss those 2 weeks, I'd be okay with me. It's my point.
Good catch-up time. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So I will cancel you from the 14th and the 7th. How's that?
Perfect. That should give me some time to rejigger, as we say.
Yeah. I'm going to delete you on the 14th.
But I will say, you know, so far, other than logistically, I think the most powerful thing that you touched on, and it's kind of obvious, but it depends on what level you're doing it, is you know, networking with all these special providers that you know, concierge level, that, you know, ultra high net worth people would appreciate.
Yeah.
But the trick there is you got to come up with something. I've got to be able to give someone a valid entree or introduction to, you know, you got to get to get a little bit, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think I just deleted the wrong one.
Oh, no.
That's all right. They'll fix this.
You have to get Lori back on the case?
Yeah. Okay. You're deleted.
Completely, huh?
Just for that day. Okay.
Did you delete the entire series as opposed to just this occurrence?
Just this occurrence.
Okay.
They're gonna want you to do it on Tuesday, but just decline. Okay.
That's fine.
That'll do me a favor, and I'll just, you know what, when you're traveling, it's hard to do calls.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's a pain, right?
It's difficult. It works for me, so all the better.
All right, so we'll do this week and next week and then miss 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Okay? All right, sure. All right, let's concentrate. We'll both concentrate. All right, so this is week 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are you doing in terms of, you know, by this time, the end of week 8 means you're kind of done with organization. That's why you said you needed a couple weeks to catch up, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I'd say I'm about, you know, I'm a good 30 or 40% away from where I need to be.
Okay, well, you've done, say, 50 to 60% of it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of the hard work is done, and I think I told you some of the people that I'm talking to about this, with all this, you know, they're like, so what's going on? What are you up to, right? One guy even said, are you leaving, or what, you know? I said, no, I'm just trying to, you know, at this stage of my life, you know, I don't want to have, you know, a whole bunch of people with, you know, not significant needs. You know, I think my skill set is dealing with people that have complex needs, and you know, I only have so much time to cover people like you, and so I'm kind of refocusing.
What did he say?
This is a guy who's kind of skeptical. He's still like, okay, that's fine. I mean, we're going from meeting once a year to, talking every month. And he's extraordinarily hard to get on the phone, so I've got to work with his assistant to schedule these calls. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of these will be canceled at the last minute. But still, I do think. Now, with this guy, several years ago, I tried to round up all of his providers, estate planner, insurance person, bankers, and we had a meeting here. And there wasn't anything wrong with it. He just said to me, he's kind of laughing, he said, yeah, that didn't work. That didn't work. He's a little bit of a skeptic. So,
what's he do for a living?
He's a CEO of a public company.
Okay.
My age, kind of scatterbrained. He's 49, 50 years old. I just think he's got a lot on his plate, and he's one of these type of people. What's that?
Is that the Spike Medical Device Company?
What's that? The Spine Medical Device Company. Yep. Yeah, we talked about him. Yep.
Right. I kept your list of
Perfect.
So when you,
yeah.
When you refer back to him, I have it, so you can just tell me who it is, and then I can.
Yes.
We have the top 19 anyway, or 20.
Yeah.
So that's good. So.
So yeah, I'm gonna. You know, I mean, he's got. You know, I've got three, a little bit under four under management, but he's got another 25 that's in restricted stock. So clearly the, you know, there's more out there for me to do for him.
Right.
And what I don't want him to do is say, well, you know, I need to spread this out a little bit, or, you know, I need to think about moving, you know, the real money to someone else. And so that's, it all works out, right?
Right. Right. No, that's important. That's
yeah.
Important.
And he's doing a stock donation right now. So anyway, yeah, this. But it's hard to get him focused. And then I send him reminders. Hey, can you do this? Can you do that? I don't hear from him for a month, and then he comes back and says, "What happened to you? Why didn't you get the time?" So it's like, anyway.
Right. Well, that's where the executive, you know, the agenda and then the executive summary, he's,
yes.
You know, he has the boardroom meetings and things like that and keep track of a lot of people.
Yep.
So he'll like this. He'll like
yes.
The fact that you have an agenda for him and that you've got an executive summary and don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah.
Taking care of things, you know. So that's, you know, you build that model, then he'll refer his friends that are CEOs.
Right. And speaking of that, I see that week 8 is a, you know, all it looks like a lot of it's about agenda preparation and follow-up and kind of the format for the month, the meetings, right?
Right. Yeah, it's really focused on, a lot of people, I mean, I think you understand the agenda thing, but a lot of people don't. They're like, what the heck? Where did I get the agenda from? You know, and I'm like, all right, first of all, you gotta do a financial plan. The financial plan generates an agenda, of course.
Yep.
This is a list of things that the guy needs to do to become compliant with the plan.
Yep.
That begins the process. Then you add in the cash management element to the financial
mm-hmm.
plan. So,
yep.
And that will change all the time as his cash needs change and his income changes. That part of the plan will constantly need to be updated. And then, you know, charitable donations and keeping track of that, when they're due, best way to give the money, you know, he's a young guy, so it'll be always stock.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, stuff like that creates that's what creates the agenda. I mean, it's life issues, not just, you know, performance. This isn't about performance. This is about life issues, you know, getting ready for this or saving money for that or, you know, borrowing money so you can pay for your daughter's condo in Washington, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think, you know, And I'm kind of excited to go through this process. And by the end of the year, one of two things could happen, quite frankly. The one thing that concerns me is, and I wanted to ask you about this, how much prep time do you think? Because, you know, it's good to have more exposure to a client for sure, but it's bad if you're not prepared every time you talk to them, right?
Right. So you need...
You could make yourself end up looking like an ass if you don't do a good job at it.
All right, so let's assume you have a financial plan for every client, right?
Yep.
That gives you an itinerary. It gives you an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That agenda is dependent on the client, you know. I mean, you're always going to need to know where the client is performance-wise. That takes 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, right.
Where is he versus the benchmarks, just in case he asks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You
mm-hmm.
better know that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's whatever his issues are. So you send them the agenda a week in advance and say, hey, if you've got something for the agenda, please email it back.
Okay. Yep.
And he says, yeah, I want to talk about stock purchase plans. You know, I want to talk about this. Well, then there's some preparation for that. Or let's say, you know, this month, in your 24-month calendar, which I think is on page 54 for you.
Yep.
Chapter 6. We talk about what are the items that we're going to cover. And let's say we're going to cover mortgages. Well, you got to, for this month, you need to do some preparation on mortgages, right?
Right.
What's available? What kind of mortgages do we have? What's the difference between that and securitized loans? Which is a better deal? Excuse me, my granddaughter is singing.
No problem. It's okay. I'm good. How old is she?
Okay. She's very cute. Oh, she's singing upstairs.
How old is she?
4.
Nice.
4 years old.
Awesome.
So the point is that in some cases you'll have to do a little more prep than in others, right?
Yeah.
But when you time block, we give each client an hour. Okay, so that's kind of their sacred hour. Whether they're in person visiting with you or they're on the phone, they have that hour.
You give them an hour, not 30 minutes.
No, never said 30 minutes, never talked 30 minutes. It's always an hour.
Okay.
All right, now you're not going to need 30, you're not going to need an hour.
Yep.
But you block an hour because twice a year in person you're going to need 50 minutes to 60 minutes, right?
Yep.
So that's why you don't use 30-minute increments. You use one-hour increments.
Okay.
All right. So you use that hour. I mean, clearly, you know, let's say this is, you're done with me at the end of 35 minutes today, okay? I'm the client, right? All right, so you sent me the agenda. We've gone through the agenda. You got a couple items you're going to follow up on. So you're done in 35 minutes. You take 10 minutes to write out or type in the executive summary. All right, so the executive summary is you know, follow up on the mortgage opportunities for Rob's daughter, whether we do securitized loans or we do a mortgage, which is the most efficient, and I'm responsible, and I'm going to check on that and be back to you by this date, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's one item. The second item is we put another $50,000 into granddaughter Juliet's 529. So those are the only two items that we report on, because those are the only two items we need to follow up on, and we actually did. Okay, anything we take action on, we put in the executive summary. All right, so that took 10 minutes, and, you know, we send that to our assistant. She might check it and then send it on, or we just send it off. All right, so now, and I'd always copy her in, make sure she knows. So now, You got what, 10, 15 minutes to prepare for your next call.
Mm-hmm.
So you prepare, you were ready, you did that the night before, but you just check up on, you know, on Howard McMillan and just make sure you're ready, check on the agenda, check on the, you know, what did we say we were going to do. And then you got 10 minutes to go, you got 5 minutes to go to the bathroom or something.
Yep.
All right, so that's kind of the way your day will go.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them back to back, some of them, you know, in a typical day with 100 clients, it's five appointments. With 50 clients, it's 25 appointments. I mean, I'm sorry, did I say it's 2.5 appointments?
2.5, okay, yeah.
2.5, right. All right, so
an hour each.
Yes. All right, so let's And then you might have, you know, a meeting with a center of influence. And that might be an hour. Or review your niche marketing concept. That might be an hour of marketing and thinking time.
Yeah.
Okay, so those things are all going to come up on the agenda, and they're going to take time. They're not going to each take an hour, but you blocked an hour. You're not doing anything else scheduled during that hour. That's the point.
Okay.
So you're time blocking that hour for that client, but you're going to use some of that client time for the next client and for the next one. You know, you might be preparing three clients in advance. You might even, you know, at the end of the day, you're done. You know, you only took a half an hour of the client's hour. That may be the time you prepare for the next day, and you spend, you know, an hour or half an hour preparing the three people you're going to talk to the next day.
Okay.
So you do, it does take some time, but,
sure.
You know, people are going to turn over more money to you because you're going to know them better.
Right.
You know, and this is, you know, I just got done with a call, and these people are like, this is unbelievable. Clients are loving this. We're getting great feedback, and they're sending in more money. And the interesting thing is when I'm meeting with new prospects, this girl said this. She said, you know, I had just had this sense from meeting with this prospect. Had I not told her about my minimum, I think she would have given me a tester amount of money. You know what I mean by a tester amount of money?
Yeah, okay. A couple hundred grand or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you $250,000 to start with and see how you do, you know.
Right. Yep.
We're not in that game, right? So her minimum was $2 million. She gave her the $2 million, and everybody's happy.
Nice. Her minimum's two. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, that's a, you know, she doesn't want that many new clients, you know. She's willing to turn them down.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to be.
It's a wonderful place to be.
I'm serious, after you've done this for a while, you're going to be like, I really don't want to ever have more than 70 clients.
Yeah, you know, I was actually looking at time and looking at a spreadsheet, and even if I cut my appointments down to 45 minutes, if I still want to do a certain amount of prospecting and working with COIs, et cetera, it's virtually impossible to have more than 70 clients.
There's
not enough time in the day.
I agree. If you're really serious about your prospecting.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason you were excited about working with me is because I told you you could grow with this system. But you cannot grow unless you commit time to it.
Yeah.
That's a virtual guarantee.
So speaking of, one thing I'm trying to do is Monday, Wednesday, Friday would be almost complete in-office all-day days, four client calls on each of those days, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays would be prospect meeting days. So in the afternoons, I would go out and meet with prospects and then have one or two calls in the morning. So you do that, you work in commuting, and, you know, you're done. there's just no more time.
Right. You're going to be busy Monday, Wednesday, Friday, okay?
Yep.
I mean, you're going to be busy all week, but when you try it, and I like it. I like it. I like your system.
Does that make sense?
I think it's great time blocking. You know, I think that's really good. Where are you now? Where are you now in the number of clients? Are you still at that 60 number?
It's a little bit higher than that, but it's you know, I still have some stragglers that I've got to offload in what's called our CST. But it's right around 60. But you know, there's a few of those that are very low earning, very 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 low, and there's capacity there to get rid of them.
Yeah, we talked about getting down to 87 down to 25. I mean, getting down to 62 from 87. Getting rid of 25. And then eventually getting from at 62 down to as low as 40.
Right. I don't know if it's going to go quite that low yet.
No, I know. But that's the bulk of your revenues anyway, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. So all we need to do is line up, you know, one or two at the, you know, $2 to $3 million level, and that completely makes up for that very quickly, easily.
Right. Okay.
So at 70, you know, 70 clients, you know, averaging $3 million, that's obviously $210 million. That's $2 million book if you're from running at around one.
Right.
But hopefully they're you know, going to move up market in terms of assets.
Which you will. You will.
Yeah.
It won't be all at once. It'll just, you know, it'll be... Nothing will change in terms of the dynamic. It just will change in terms of your focus.
Right.
You know, you're going to be focused on not... You know, Bill Good loved him to death, but he was more is better. That was the old game.
That's right.
And if you're going to keep big accounts and make them happy and have them refer you,
yeah,
you can't play the game of more is better because they'll leave you. They'll leave you.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to, you know, and my biggest client, I've absolutely done a wonderful job with him, and I wish everyone felt like this, but he kind of kids with me. He says, I'm like your only client, aren't I? And I'm like, no. But he feels that way because I give him that kind of time.
Right. Well, and that's what you want. You want that concierge feeling.
Yeah. And we got a little bit overboard with it. Not overboard, but, I mean, we have lunch. We meet. We probably meet 7-8 times a year.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, some of those, you know, and I enjoy meeting with him too. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, is there?
Of course not. More is better in terms of service.
Yeah.
This is the minimum level of service. That 1242 rapid response and a financial plan is the minimum level.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So doing something special for your best client, there's never anything wrong with that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That's great. Now, how about developing these COIs and making them feel special? How are you doing on that?
Well, actually, I spent some time this weekend on getting all of the, you know, I've got a lot of cards together from COIs that I've met in the past, and I think I'm going to go back and follow up with them. I have kind of not officially presented the 1242, but with one of my COIs who is an attorney for one of my clients, working with her on potentially meeting every month and getting having a more, you know, semi-formal alliance. And so I guess probably the next time we meet, I'll present the folder to her, which should be in a couple of weeks.
Great.
Yeah. And the good thing is she just moved to a different firm. She's very high-end. Well, some of her clients are older, but so she has an appetite to grow, too, which is good.
That's critical.
Yeah.
She might be a candidate for your mastermind group if she wants to grow.
Okay.
You'd be a great guy for a mastermind group because you're a gregarious person. You like, I mean, I could tell when you said that, you like to have dinner 8 times with your guy. I mean, you're a gregarious person. You don't mind taking a little time to get to know your clients and spend time with them. So,
yeah,
I think you'd be good at that. I think you'd be good with a mastermind group.
Yeah, it's haven't gotten to that yet, but it's a great idea, clearly. Still a little fuzzy on the difference between, I mean, so how do you position that to, let's say if there are four people, three people, it's four in the mastermind group, right? Isn't that the formula?
You know, I've kind of grown to believe that you probably need five or six.
Okay, because some people are not going to show.
Yeah, some people are not going to show, and I like the idea of having, you know, a commercial realtor, maybe a residential realtor, maybe a property and casualty guy.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all have to have the same minimums that you have.
Okay.
Meaning we're not about getting small relationships. And they all have to want to do it. And you have to get along with all of them. You have to like them. And they already have to be either be clients that are sending you business or people that are sending you business. Because they will become clients. Right, if they're not clients already.
So the members of your mastermind group should and will become your clients too?
Correct. They should all be clients.
Okay.
They should all be clients. They can't sell what they don't believe in. See?
I understand.
If you're doing business with somebody else, how can they refer you, right?
Yeah, no, I understand. So it's almost like some of our teaching here, they call it a client board of directors type thing, client board.
It is, but that's to advise you.
This is more to get new business.
This is to help. It's really the purpose of it, and this is what you tell them. The purpose of the group is to enhance the business experience of each one of the people in the group.
Okay.
Meaning, my job is to help you in any way I can, including sending you new business.
Yeah.
So I'm spending all my time thinking about how I'm going to help you. You, on the other hand, are spending all your time thinking, how can you help me?
Got it.
So everyone is thinking, you're thinking other, you know, you're being a servant leader and thinking of others first.
I like it. I think I heard some of this in church the other day.
Well, that's the game. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you're a servant first, and then you're a leader.
Yeah. Telling my daughter this the other day, I was like, you know, I'm here to serve you. I'm not here to punish you or make rules. This is, you know, I didn't set this system up.
Right. So just think about six people meeting once a month, all having spent the month thinking about everybody else in the group and trying to make their lives better, right?
Yep.
And then you come together and people have got great ideas for each other, or they've got introductions for each other, or whatever. But you're not there. I mean, this is how you tell if a person is, everybody needs to be givers, not takers.
Yeah.
So the first person that says, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this, is the first person you should bump out of the group.
And that's probably a whole different conversation for how you do that.
Well, no, but just think about, well, one of the things I would do is do a sunset provision. 1 year, every year. Every year you dissolve it, and every year you start it up again.
I see. Okay. I think I told you one of my clients is in Vistage. Did we talk about this?
You said something about that's a national deal, right?
Yeah. You don't know Vistage?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's kind of a... more for business owners, and it's a little bit, you know, kind of like a, well, I don't know if it's a mastermind. I think it's more about talking about issues within your own company and how to deal with them. I think kind of almost like a support group for
YPO, yeah?
YPO very light. YPO very light, but yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And each you have your own, you have your small group, right, that you meet with from time to time. I don't know if there's a national meeting. It could be.
If it's high enough level people, that wouldn't be a bad thing to join.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, your purpose of joining it would be to help everybody in the group.
Yep.
So you've got to get your head around that.
Yeah. Can't come in there asking for, you know,
referrals. Can't come in there looking at your watch going, you know. So it's the same thing, but they must meet your minimum.
Yeah.
Or don't have anybody in your mastermind group. Don't have anybody center of influence where their clients can't meet your minimums.
Okay.
And then you can relax, enjoy yourself, and give as much as you want because you know every introduction that comes is going to be qualified.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
If you join a group where they're sending you $500,000 clients or $250,000 clients, you're in the wrong group.
In the wrong group, yep.
Or you just haven't trained them properly.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you spell the Vistage? Is it V-I-S-T-A-G-E?
Yep. V-I-S-T-A-G-E.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know that much about it.
I'll look it up. I'll check it out. Yeah.
Tell me what you think. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just, you know, familiar with people that have been very successful with doing this primarily on their own. But, you know, I'm
primarily they do it on their own?
Yeah, they have their own groups.
I like that. I think that's a better idea for sure. I like that. Now, would they all be existing clients, or could they be someone that you want to be a client?
It could definitely be somebody that you want to be a client.
Okay, they don't have to be existing clients.
But you want them. You know, you want you got to like them and trust them and feel like this is going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. But for instance, I could pick, you know, a top state attorney, insurance guy, all three or four or five of these people could not be current clients, correct?
That's right. That's right. Okay. But they should know, you know, several of them should be clients.
Should be or will be.
Some of them should be.
You said should have some existing clients in it. Okay.
Yeah, you want that you know, testimonial.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But this is really, he's really a good guy. Like your guy you like to have dinner with. If he was a CPA, he'd be a perfect guy. Assuming he wasn't too busy. They have to want to grow, and they have to be willing to endorse you, and they have to be somebody you like and trust. Trust is the key word.
Yeah.
And then you got to make up your rules. How often are you going to meet? What are you going to talk about? What, you know? And then probably the most important thing is no introductions to jerks.
Yeah. Okay.
No jerks allowed. Nobody.
No jerks allowed. I like it.
It's really important.
Yeah.
So you know you can name people that you know that you would not refer to a roofer or a lawn service person or anybody, right?
Okay, sure.
Because you might be friends with them, but you know they're awful to employees and staff, right? They're just jerks.
Yeah, plenty of those out there.
Right, and they won't pay them right. They're just mean, nasty people.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor across the street who we will never refer anybody to. The lawn people refuse to do business with him.
Wow.
Yeah. But they don't.
Too short for that.
Yeah, they argue about the billing. They You know, they give them crap all the time. They're just nasty people.
That's just wrong.
Right. Okay, so think about a group that all completely understood what you're talking about here. They enthusiastically endorse each other, and they trust each other implicitly.
Yep.
You know that if you, let's just say theoretically you had a car dealer in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy on the Mercedes dealership. He knows everybody in town.
Yeah.
Right? So you know, he's a great guy, you like him, you trust him, and you know that if you send somebody to him, he's not going to not make money on him, but he's not going to make his year on your people, okay?
Right.
He's not going to screw them. Everybody's going to get a good deal.
And one last question, and I gotta go. But so I was thinking about, actually, speaking of car dealers, there is a Ferrari of Washington dealer not too far from here. I was just thinking about, you know, just doing a little kind of a cold drop in, walking around and seeing if I can't find someone that I could start working on. It's a reasonable idea, right?
The owners of car dealership now, I mean, they may not forever, but right now for the last 10 years have been making multi-millions of dollars from their dealerships, okay?
Yeah.
Take home to them, okay? I got a friend of mine that owns dealerships in Birmingham, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
right? He probably nets out $3 to $4 million a year.
Yeah.
He flies his own jet around. You know, he lives the life. Right. These guys love to live the life, too.
Right, they do.
And they're good guys.
Yeah.
I like
some
them.
Of them are
like
construction guys, though.
Right. they live the life. And when things are good, they do great. When things are bad, they go bankrupt, you know, but they do great.
Yeah.
But they, you know, so think about... I like the idea of eventually forming a mastermind group to service the consultants in Washington, the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That will all the people just kind of make a list of who do they buy, who do lobbyists need? You know, who do they kind of buy from?
Yes.
I never thought about it. You know, so you and I had to brainstorm on that, but there's no question that they buy products and services, and people serve them that serve, you know, the companies, right?
Yes.
So very interesting, and they're all doing, you know, they do very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've got a lot, you've got that as a niche already.
Right.
So forming a mastermind group that serves them already would be a very interesting group of people, and they would be able to introduce you to more people in that niche, and you'd be able to introduce them to people in that niche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea. Like it.
So just brainstorm on that. Who serves that group? Because only you would know that.
Yeah.
All right? All right. Hey, wonderful. Keep grinding out at this. You'll stay with it. Don't waste the week. Keep getting organized.
Definitely.
Get through that 40% you haven't done yet. Okay?
I absolutely will. I appreciate it, as always.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.